Stop, reflect, refocus. This is Going Deeper.
Teenagers may love the long-running TV series Neighbours, but how many of us love our real-life neighbours? According to a recent poll, it's not that many. Some of the reasons include cars blocking driveways, disputes over parking spaces, barking dogs, late parties, and noisy kids. Sound familiar? Many of us can probably relate to these reasons, but how many are we actually guilty of ourselves? Even sadder, a third of people can't be bothered speaking to their neighbours, and yet three quarters of us would still go to a neighbour in a crisis. In antiquity, it was recorded in the Bible in Luke 10 how an expert in the law stood up specifically to test Jesus and asked what he must do to inherit eternal life. And the answer was to love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, and all your strength, and love your neighbour as yourself. And the expert in the law said, "And who is my neighbour?" And Jesus began to relate the story of a person who was mugged on their way from Jerusalem to Jericho. Two people passed by without helping, yet a Samaritan man, who we might add at that time in history, was despised by the injured man's race, and also by the two other people. This Samaritan man not only bandaged the man's wounds, he took him to an inn on his own donkey and paid for the man's care, but he promised to meet any other expenses involved in his care. All of this cost the Samaritan, emotionally, practically, and financially. The man who was despised paid for the stranger's recovery. He could even have put himself in danger by stopping, and he did it all without receiving or expecting any thanks. So which one of the three had acted like a neighbour to that man? The response is still a challenge to us today. Go then and do the same. I'm Aaron Wright.